have said consistently, even starting of last year, that technique is very big with you. Do you feel like you've gotten better at some things, even though there are no games to show it?
Yeah, I've gotten better, but then again, this, you know, we're not in pads, so it's not the real. And it's in the game is when you really see the difference.
What parts of your game do you think have gotten better?
I've been getting better hand placement, you know, but then I said again, we're out here, no pads, helmet and jersey, so it's just, you know, you're working, but it's not the real thing yet.
How about your footwork?
It feels better, feels a little lighter.
Mm-hmm. Is there a target weight they gave you, I guess, after the season?
Nah.
How different work was this offseason from maybe some of your past offseasons, what you did?
I'd probably say this is... Might have been the smartest I've worked than the other off seasons. I would probably say that.
Why do you say that?
Just from diet to the specific things I targeted in the weight room.
How come you stayed here this off season?
Why not?
Were you limited last off season because of the ankle injury? Was that something that hampered you?
No.
Training? No.
Everything is feeling good now?
Yeah, everything feels good.
How personally do you take criticism that comes to offensive linemen in general and you in particular?
You can't really look into that. You just got to keep going to the next play and the next thing on.
And how critical are you of yourself when you do the tape and things like that?
Yeah, you got to be critical of yourself and you got to look at it and try to improve.
And what did you see when you reviewed last year?
I mean, I've seen different things with my technique I wanted to improve on, and I think I've been improving on it.
McAdoo has said several times he thought the playoff game was your best game. Do you agree with that? And why wasn't?
I probably got to watch it again. I try to steer away from, you know, I'm trying to look forward to now and the practices I see now and my, you know, hand placement work.
What did it mean for you, obviously, that there's talk about, you know, they might go after a guy in free agency and in the draft that they didn't bring in another left tackle potentially, a veteran guy. What was your reaction to that?
Same as always, continue to work.
Like, did it mean a lot that the organization is showing confidence in you and that Jerry and McAdoo are standing behind you?
Yeah, you know, continue to go out there to work. That's all I'm thinking about.
Any current or former players that you talked to in the offseason that helped you out?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. You and Bobby have been pretty close in your locker right next to each other. How much did that help? The two of you together in the offseason.
Oh, yeah, it works, you know, because I guess it's competition. You know, you want to play better than him. You want to play better than me. Then we push each other.
Did you guys have fun with it? I
mean, yeah, we always have fun every day.
Have you been boxing against him?
Nah, you guys are I have a box against Bobby.
What made you take up boxing?
I see a lot of guys do it. I tried it. It's pretty good.
Has it helped you in any way?
Yeah, I think it's helped me.
Boxing or kickboxing?
Just regular boxing.
You think it helps with your, you know, just...
Hand quickness, you know, hand placement, practicing, punching.
Eric, rocking the red hoodie at the 90-degree heat, how do you handle it?
I played in Miami. I've been in Miami my whole life, so it's not as hot as I feel it is down there, so it's not bad for me.
Was it a weight loss tactic or...
No, I like to sweat. I like to come out and practice.
When we talked to Bobby, he said that despite the doubters, he felt you guys were young enough that you two could still be the future tackles for this team and a good tandem. What makes you believe that? I assume you do believe that.
What makes me believe that? I mean, what's the point of being out there if you don't believe in yourself?
What's your plan for the summer?
Continue working out. Continue trying to get better and get ready for camp this season.
You're going to be here or are you going home?
I don't know.
Does it feel like a grind? I mean, you've been here for...
Yeah, it's a grind. I love it, though. You know, it's fun. Come in every day, one fault. Just continue to get work.
But just the, you know, you got veterans here who are, you know, I'm sure there are some of them are already on their way to the airport to get out of here. You spent so much time here this offseason. For you, I mean, are you going to stay here? Are you looking to get away? Do you need a break?
We'll see.
What does it say to you that it looks, you know, they added some guys. They added Brandon Marshall. They added tight ends. But, you know, the offensive line is pretty much intact. What does that say to you?
What do you mean?
Well, the same five guys could very likely be starting next year.
I mean, that's always a good thing. You know, you build chemistry. But, again, you just got to go out there, continue to work, and play this year.
And how much time did you spend, you know, reflecting on everything that happened last year on and off the field with you?
Short-term memory. That's what coach says, you know, on to the next play. So I'm not worried about last year.
Do you have regrets, though, about some of the things that happened last year?
Any interactions with Eli in the offseason that have
been no, I haven't really seen Eli. Yeah. I think he does his camp. They did a camp with the receivers, and people go off and do their own thing.
What do you mean out here in the course of 3 days there's no interaction with him?
Well, Eli's the same dude every day. Mm-hmm. You know, gives the plays off, it's clear, runs the show.
Do you, I mean, you're at an age where, you know, some guys are drafted at your age. You know, you came out very early, you were very young. Do you think the best is yet to come for you? You know what I mean? I mean, the fact that you're only 23.
Yeah, definitely. I believe that.
And does anything that happened in your first couple of years, you know, take a little bit of a confidence hit? You know what I mean?
No.
Not at all? And did it go as you expected the first 2 years? Or has it been harder, less hard?
I mean, definitely. I don't think there's any player that really doesn't look back and see where they could have done better.